Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Night Shadows. I'm Stuart Best, where the paranormal is normal, where that which you thought you knew, you didn't, and where the future can be known if you know exactly where to look.
Well, good evening, everyone, and thanks for tuning in. We've got Larry on the phone down there. Hi, Larry. How are you doing?
Hi, Stuart.
To start off, I'd just like to thank all of you for your prayers of protection, as it appears this threat is a personal vendetta. I don't know if I've ever said anything about it on the air, can't remember, but my mailbox was severely beaten up by the post office lady. Said she'd seen it before, and she thought it was a baseball bat that somebody used and really did some damage to it. And nobody else's mailbox in the entire area was touched. So I just took that to be a personal and very violent attack from someone who obviously has a big anger management problem, as the movie, I can't remember who played in it, but it was about anger management. And I personally believe it was done by somebody locally. And I've had these kind of attacks, not necessarily in the same way, but I've had them for years. And the Lord has always protected me from that. The only reason he wouldn't would be that the ministry's over and I'm supposed to go home. Anyway, I do appreciate all these prayers that people did to protect us and keep praying for us, because we don't know exactly when or how this is attack is going to be made. But there's a number of people who were told to pray long before this about our protection. So this is very, very real, and somebody has some very nefarious plans. And again, I want to thank everybody for their prayers on this. And, you know, they've tried to take out people like Steve Quayle and others who are telling, you know, what's going on. And the enemy just does not like that. And we've had other attacks right here on this property before. One came, I believe, from the heavens. And came at night around 11:30. I can't remember the exact time. Two huge, I can't even tell you what it sounded like, booms, I guess would be the, and the house shook. But nobody else evidently had anything or saw anything or heard anything. And I always felt that that was probably, James Caspel wrote a note, and Larry's had that happen, where you have this attack, and it seems to be from satellite operations, and they just try to terminate you, but you're protected. And James Caspel, who wrote a book about all this, said that in his book that there were certain people who they could not touch, and they couldn't figure out why. Well, the answer is that Jesus Christ is not going to allow that. He is the King of Kings. He is the Lord of all lords. And he decides who he's going to allow to be attacked and who isn't, depending on when your ministry is up. So anyway, I wanted to thank everyone for their prayers. It's really heartfelt and really, really, I don't know. We're in dangerous times. That's all I can say. Very dangerous times. The truth is not wanted. It's not even wanted by the church at large either. And so I guess this is where we are. Anyway, I thank Larry for his prayers and Darnett and everyone else, because this is can get really, really dangerous. And depends on who you're dealing with. Because the post, my post box or mailbox was severely damaged, I took it to be, and Larry is a detective, I took that to be a very personal violent attack. I mean, you really got to slug a mailbox really hard, which means you get out of your car, you pick up your baseball bat, and you go to work. And it really took a beating. And anyway, I took that as personal. What do you think, Larry? That sounded personal to me.
Well, that's one of the things, you know, I've investigated a number of those incidents where, of course, you know, some of the scenarios where they just go down through there and being malicious, they just hit a bunch of boxes, maybe once, you know, just to hit them and bend them or knock them off their stand or whatever. But when they pick out one mailbox only and just beat the crud out of it, that's usually a very personal vendetta type thing, and it's meant to be personal. They mean for you to know that's a message. And well, you know, some of the other things, you know, like they stalk you, they surveil you to some degree. I mean, it just depends on how deep into covert activities they want to go. And you know, I don't mean to use covert activities with somebody that's malicious or angry. But there are other groups that can stalk and surveil and do you damage, and they're the ones that's a real danger.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, it all depends on the Lord, like I've said. If my ministry's over, then I guess I can be terminated. If it isn't, no matter what they try, it's not going to be terminated yet. That's really up to the Lord. Anyway, I wanted to get into one thing before we move on to the other night. I put a little extension on so we could get into this. I got an email from somebody. I was listening to Chuck Missler's Revelation Sessions, and he mentioned Matthew 24:28, that no one really knows what that scripture means. This brother in Christ mentions that scripture with a revelation in what it means. And I think he's probably got a good point. Matthew 24:28, for wheresoever the carcass is, now that's just one, not a bunch, wheresoever the carcass is, there will the angels be gathered together. Now, or eagles, not angels, eagles, wherever the eagles be gathered together. Now, notice it's only one carcass. Now, I looked it up, or I didn't. Really, Patty looked it up. And this is what it says on part three, remains from which the substance or character is gone, terminated. Now, just hold that in mind as it relates to Queen Elizabeth II, which was a huge sign. And anyway, I want to get into this a little more. It must be noted that all the world leaders, eagles, gather together to pay tribute to Queen Elizabeth, her carcass, on 9/19/2022. Which is actually, on that date, is a 666 coded, or it's a 999 coded. Now, there was a movie made about London. They are gathering in London, by the way, and almost every head of state is going to this thing. There was a movie made, London Has Fallen. And in that movie, the film follows a plot to assassinate the world leaders of the G7 as they attend a British Prime Minister's funeral in London, and Secret Service agent Mike Banning's efforts is to protect the United States president from being killed by Islamic terrorists. Now, here's what's interesting about all this. The Queen ruled for 70 years. Now, 70 in the scriptures, as God uses it, is about Israel's restoration. We could call it the time of restitution. and that is Daniel's 70th week. That's when she undergoes her atonement and her reconciliation back to the Lord, which she repudiates today. Very few real Christians in Israel. They're almost all Orthodox Jews, and they don't have any use for Jesus Christ. They think that's, they think he's a fake or worse. Anyway, I believed Queen represented the old world order based upon what the definition of a carcass is. In other words, what she thought, the remains of the substance or character that is gone. Well, the new world order, as they've said over and over, the old world order has to die off, has to be disappeared, has to be vanished. So I believe she does represent the old world order. And I believe King Charles represents the new world order. I don't want to get into a dissertation on Charles, but let's, like Larry has said, and I agree 100%, he's not a very nice person. And let's let it go at that. You should do some research on King Charles. He's a green guy all the way through. All his life, he has, he's a greenie. He wants very strict rules in the New World Order about nature and all of this stuff. It, like Charles Schwab, or Klaus Schwab, rather, and all of those kind of people. Now, somebody else came out, and this is kind of interesting, that the queen may also, the queen's death, may be connected to La Palma. Remember La Palma? It erupted on 9/19, the very day of the funeral. Is it accidental? Large quakes actually began on 9/11, when that whole series really began to rock and roll. Okay, what do you think, Larry? It just seems odd to me, all of this.
Well, it does, and they even made comments. Breitbart carried the headlines on it when the queen was dead. The leaders were basically talking about the UK especially, were saying that the queen was the best of us. In other words, leaving it like the best of the UK is now gone. It's not here anymore. And that would mean grim bleakness, you know, for further on. One thing that's really interesting, and you know, I've shared this, you know, I kind of took some notes on, you know, the Game of Thrones. You remember when that was a few years ago.
Yeah.
And
yep.
And also I took some notes on this new House of the Dragon that's going on. And what's interesting, Timothy Dixon had a dream in the last 36 hours, and here's the title of it, The Dragon Has Stood Up, Set Your House in Order, and it's kind of a warning dream. And with that being said, and all that we're talking about, Yahoo News, this is a post from Yahoo News, and of course, they're kind of leftist. However, what they wrote, and you know, I've shared that Game of Thrones, involved in that was talk that Trump has said, Obama's commented on, Biden's commented on, you know, the night cometh,
yes.
Winter is coming, you know, get, you know, we're in darkness, stuff, you know, all that terminology is in there. Well, listen, this new one that came out is House of the Dragon, and it just started. We're into about the third or fourth episode here soon, but listen to this headline. Now, this is a recap of a recent, I guess the last three episodes. Listen to the wording. This wording's incredible. House of the Dragon, recap, Rihanna and Daemon honor the Targaryen legacy. A theme is emerging. It tells us that the flesh wants, what the flesh wants and the realm wants cannot coexist. there is no place in the deepest pits of politics for life other than complete service to the realm, a rather dehumanizing way to live. The kingdom rules all. What do you think?
Yeah, that sounds, and I would advise people go and look at the coat of arms of England, the shield. It's got a red dragon on it. King Charles wears crimson and purple. If you look at his uniform when he's in full dress, kind of interesting. Now, who knows who is going to emerge as a leader? We've got Trump. Everybody's pounding the thing that Trump is the guy behind the curtain pulling all the strings, and he's coming back to finish up what he didn't get finished, which predominantly the third temple. And then you have Obama, who runs things behind the scenes, who announced actually at the White House that he was still president of the United States. And so announced when he was at the White House on TV. He said it was all a joke when he called Biden and Harris his vice presidents. I don't believe that was a joke at all. There are a lot of things about Obama that are very strange, and I think on the last program I mentioned this lady who claims that Harris will become the president, which would indicate that Joe Biden is either Article 25 and removed or is dead and is removed that way, or that's the only way she could become president. Now, this lady said everybody's going to think that it's Trump. She didn't mention Trump, but that's who she meant, that it's a decoy. It's a, how do I say? In Israel, you have to remember that Trump is on one side of the coin and Obama is on the other side of the same coin. In other words, they're working in concert with each other, even if they don't know it. It doesn't mean that they necessarily know it. But the Lord knows it, and always remember that Israel said that Obama was, I can't remember which one it was, Messiah Ken David or Messiah Benjamin or something like that. I can't remember. I don't have it in front of me. But they're both messiahs in Israel. Now, Israel knows, I think, that Obama is a bad, how do I word this? Let's put it this way. He does not like Israel, okay? And he has said so. And he also said that if push comes to shove, I'm going to side with Islam because he really is an Islamist. And this business that he was a Christian is just garbage. It's kind of like when Trump said he was a Christian. No, he isn't. Not in any way, shape, or manner. Any man that will tell you, I haven't done anything wrong and I don't have anything to repent of, is either not telling the truth or not willing to face who he is. Doesn't matter. And he surrounded himself with all these fake preachers, teachers, and evangelists out there. And people, I'll give him the benefit of the doubt that he did not know, and surrounded himself with people that he was told to surround himself with, who lied to him repeatedly. I'll give him that credit, even though I personally don't really believe it. I think they're all in this together. But anyway, it's fascinating when you tie this, because Trump, they said, was in the White House just the other day, and probably in preparation for them all going over to England and London for this funeral. Queen Elizabeth was a very powerful monarch. She represented, I believe, the old world order. What do you think, Larry, as to what she represented?
Well, I've been reading a number of experts, basically, in languages and linguistics, and they seem to indicate, especially since that number 70, she ruled 70 years, yes. They said that's the end of something. When you go out at 70, it means the end. And so that almost just dovetails right into what you're talking about as far as the old world order ended, either for the UK or it represents the whole world order, the entire old world
yep.
order. So we're changing. And what's interesting, too, Stuart, is this is on Z3 News by James Bailey. He had a dream. He said it was a prophetic warning, said that nothing will be the same after this date, and said something begins and starts. And he says, this is the title of it now. This is Z3News.com. Nothing will be the same after September 25th, 26th. And with that being said, I can't tell you the number of – it's just a number of people have really made the dates September 24th, 25 and 26, very, very important watch dates. So there is something that seems to be cycling towards that time frame.
Well, when you look at all of the times, when I did a documentary, I think it was called Omega Code, and I started way back in 1897, and everything, all the cycles of Israel, and I pointed them out in the documentary, all terminated in 2017. Then we have the fig tree parable of the four-year delay. Very astoundingly, Trump was in office for 4 years, and he said, they're not after me, they're after you. And he really, in a way, blocked that whole movement of Hillary Clinton and the gang who already had their FEMA camps open and ready for all of us. And we got some comments now from the Homeland Security Chief, and this is horrible. These people are communists to the core. They're satanic to the core. They hate Christians. They hate anybody who believes in the Bill of Rights, who believes in motherhood, apple pie. That is the old world order. And don't forget, folks, Obama was the one who said, when he was addressing the children, the graduates, the old ways don't work anymore. Well, what was he talking about? The old world order. And what Larry just said, 70, complete termination. And 70 also means about Israel and her restoration. I firmly believe, with all of it that I've examined over the years, that we are here and that the world is going into Daniel's 70th week, starting the 25th or 26th, which is the Feast of Trumpets. Now, I want to read something here about the Feast of Trumpets. No man knows the day or the hour when Jesus is going to return as a thief in the night. That's what he said. No man knows the day, the hour. The Jews knew the feast days, so they immediately understood what Jesus meant. No wonder Paul says in 1 Thessalonians 5 concerning the times and the seasons. Now, if you look up the word seasons, it's very, very interesting. It means appointed feast. You have no need, Paul said, that I write unto you. They know, because they knew what Jesus said, because the Feast of the Trumpets is the only feast where the shofar is blown 100 times. Now, this is very, very interesting. Three distinct sounds are blown in sets of nine, and those are repeated 11 times. That interesting. Been sitting here in front of our face the whole time. 9/11 is the Feast of Trumpets. That's what it's been telling us right along. So that adds up to your 99 trumpet blasts. The last one is the 100th one, is the long blow, always referred to as the last trump. And I think we were warned with the last Trump. His name was Donald J. Trump, the last Trump. The Lord is bending over backwards to alert people who are not paying a bit of attention to any of this. In fact, I get emails where they mock you. They mock everything God or Jesus said. And they're full of hatred. I mean, the hatred is horrible. Anyway, 100, guess what it means? The election of grace. Well, that's the church age. The election of grace. The children of the promise. That's why they blow the trumpet 100 times. And it's been sitting in front of us right along. And anyway, you couple that with all the world leaders where Jesus said, for wheresoever the carcass queen is, London, there will be eagle. There the eagles will be gathered together, the world leaders of the eagles. I think he's right. I think it's a cryptic statement pointing directly to the rapture of the bride, because it starts out in verse 27, for as the lightning cometh out of the east and shineth even unto the west, so shall the coming of the Son of Man be. Wow. So it's tied directly. And everybody, I guess, Larry, isn't just about all world leaders are going there. It's like they're burying the old world order.
Well, let me put it this way, okay? When you were sharing that, something kind of crossed my mind, and I just had a quick thought of who might not be there. Now, let me say this. You know, all the Western leaders and all the plus other leaders, but I bet you that Z will not be there, that Putin will not be there, the Ayatollah will not be there, that Kim the Whiz Kid will not be there. Now, what does that tell you?
Yeah. Yeah, there's a big divide coming, and we can get into that. It's amazing what's going on, and the timing is so perfect, folks. It's so perfect. We're coming up here on the 25th or 26th, depending on whether they see that sliver of the moon, the new moon. And one of the things that's interesting about the Feast of Trumpets, it's hidden. It's the only feast which starts with a new moon, which is no moon, concealed, hidden. Remember in Isaiah where it says, come, my people, and hide thyself, as it were, until the time of the indignation is overpassed. Well, the indignation is the tribulation period, Daniel's 70th week. Hide thyself, as it were. So if you go into the ancient Israeli wedding at the time of Jesus, and you go into the ancient wedding ceremony, it becomes very, very obvious why the Feast of Trumpets is considered to be the most obvious of all the feast days for the rapture of the church. And maybe Friday I'll look up some more of that stuff and tell you why people think it. But it has a lot of names. It's not just Feast of Trumpets. To the Jews, it has a lot of different connotations and names, all of which appear to be about the removal of a group of people from off the face of the planet. It doesn't mean it's going to happen. I can't tell you. But what's interesting here is 919, the date of her funeral, is also a seven-day warning to Feast of Trumpets. Now, why is that? And there was that movie, London Has Fallen, where there was an attack made. Now, I don't know if that's going to happen. I pray not, but it could. Anyway, what else you got, Larry, you want to bring up?
Well, I was going to bring up also talking about your dates and the time frames that we're in. Also, there's this, and it was posted multiple sites, not on mainstream media, of course, but multiple sites posted it. This German legislator in the Bundestag or whatever they call that, legislature there in Germany. Mm-hmm. Anyway, he gave a speech, a short speech in German only, and I saw the translation of it. I've seen the video, and this is what it translates, and I don't have it in front of me, so I'm paraphrasing, okay? Mm-hmm. He basically said, my dear colleagues, he said, the coming date, the 24th of September 2022, will be a date that we will all remember where we were when this day comes. So, well, what is he? What is it? What clue has he dropped? Is it some kind of world crash, monetary crash, nuclear war, an attack somehow, a big terror attack? What do you think, Stuart? Because here it is, 24th, 25th, 26th. We keep getting warnings.
Well, yeah, and nobody, well, I can't say nobody, but most people are ignoring all this. This is going to hit them broadside. That's all I can tell you. But basically, 9/11 is a time when you knew where you were, when those buildings, if you heard about it. Another time was when Jack Kennedy was assassinated. I remember exactly where I was when I heard the news. I was in an office, and a secretary looked up and she said, Jack Kennedy's been assassinated. I'll never forget it. 9/11 is another one. So it's calamity. It's a time of trouble, and people are going to remember, because it may be 9/24. That's only a day before Feast of Trumpets. If it starts on the 25th, or it starts on the 26th, and 9/27, go into Daniel and read 9/27. It's about the covenant with many of the Antichrist. All of this is just tying together absolutely accurately. So the question is the at tribulation, which is basically where we are right now, unless the Lord removes his people just before that, who knows? But let's say it does happen. Let's say the church is vacated. Would not everybody in the world not know where that was, when that was, or where they were when they got word? Or is it like Larry says, is it a nuke attack? Is it a absolute wipeout of the stock market? We don't really know, but there's something really strange going on. I got a couple of headlines. Rock groups and bands are all canceling their concerts and refunding their monies on tickets. Hollywood is canceling movies they spent millions on. Why? Why are they doing that? Well, the answer has to be they've been told. The Great Reset has been moved up, and we are entering into Daniel's 70th week. I believe we are. I've looked at this stuff for years, and everything is pointing to this. 2015 was a key year. Remember when Obama and the Pope shook hands at 2015? At 9:23 in the morning, and that was all about the UN and all about Agenda 21, 30, 50. That was 7 years ago. We had all kinds of warnings in 2015, 7 years ago. Seven-day warning, year for day for a year. You substitute it in your own. Here's another one. Amtrak cancels all long-distance trains ahead of a potential railway strike, and I just heard the union did, in fact, vote to strike. What do you think, Larry? Why are they doing all this? Why is everything being canceled?
Well, this is the same way. This is a Hal Turner covert intelligence restricted that I'm just about to read. It says, covert intel U.S. railroad strike said intelligence from Texas. Update. Remaining railroad unions have voted to begin the nationwide railroad strike across America on September the 15th. Wow. He says, by because you have only 24 hours before the trains begin to stop rolling. And if that's true, I've been listening to War Room today, and they're warning people that this will also stop all of the train cars taking our grid and our power supply, their fuels, yep, and their coal and all the things that they use to keep our power grid operating. It's basically beginning to appear to be a shutdown, first nationwide and then maybe worldwide. Something's coming, and this is moving pretty quick.
Yeah, so we're seeing all these cancellations of these rock groups and Hollywood movies, even though one of them invested $99 million. They canceled the whole thing. Why would you do that unless you're being told that everything is going to change? Everything is going to change. When we enter Daniel's 70th week, believe me, everything will change. Life on this planet will change all over. And the Great Reset will be ushered in. And it's horrible. These people are evil to the core. They want you dead, folks. Been telling you that for a long time. They want you dead. They don't like Christians. They don't like Bill of Rights. They don't like constitutionalists. They don't like motherhood and apple pie. Fusion centers have been set up all over the United States, and where they gather local intelligence. Remember the, what was the name of that exercise? It was all about FEMA camps. Can't remember exactly what they called it, but that was back in 2015. And people were warned about it. Everybody just, never happened here. Well, I've heard that for all these years. It's already happened here. And the only thing left is you to get rounded up along with your children, if you live through it, and put to a FEMA camp, because it could never happen here. That's why it is happening here, because everybody said it couldn't happen here. So I have little mercy for the American people anymore. You have sat here, and I'm not talking to the people that are listening who really know what's going on. I'm talking about the average American out there, that all they know about is when's the next concert, when's the next football game, baseball game, basketball game, whatever it is they're into, or when can I shack up with my woman, and it goes on and on and on and on. Well, do you not think that Jesus Christ is going to repay the American people for all of their abortions? Where you kill little babies and sell the baby parts? I mean, we have descended into hell, and God is going to pay us back. And the American people are going into hell on earth, alive. They are going to witness things they would have never dreamed possible. You're going to watch sheriff departments, legal people, your law enforcement of all types, even your military, shaking in their boots at what's going to happen here. And they won't dare lift a finger to stop it. I've warned you before, the United Nations is coming into this nation. And when they take power, it's going to be hell on earth. The United Nations is communist to its core. They hate the American people. And you're right on the verge of something going on that's going to bring them in here. It's just amazing. In fact, it was Medvedev of Russia who made a comment about Revelation 9:18, that this was going to happen to the American people. He says this, and when Western countries will not be able to sit in their clean houses and apartments laughing at how they carefully weakened a Russia with someone else's hands, everything will catch fire around them. Their people will grab grief in full. They will literally have the earth burning and the concrete melting. So he also says, we'll get a lot of it too. Well, now, why would he make a remark like that? Because in nuclear war, you have a nuclear exchange. That's why. They know this is coming. He's telling you it's coming. And yet the American people, oh, when's the next football game, honey? Well, I don't know what you're going to do when the UN troops come to your house, rape your wife right in front of you, and kill your kids right in front of you. This is a judgment from God, folks. You cannot mock Jesus Christ. You cannot mock God the Father. He's going to destroy you. Get it in your head. When Jesus came here, he gave you the way out, and even the Christians have ignored it. Well, I'm not going to do that. I'm saved by a simple prayer. No, you're not. I've warned you for 35-plus years. No, you are not. All I get back is mocking, swearing, calling me every name in the book. Well, have it your way. Die in your sins. I can't help you. I've given you the truth just as Jesus gave it to you. If you won't believe him, then you got a lot of problem. And this is why America's going down. They do not believe Jesus Christ. They've turned their back on him. They will have nothing really to do with him. And now you're going to pay the price for it. And that price is probably only like 12, 13, 14 days away. Prepare yourself. Brace yourself. It's coming. I know a lot of people think, oh, no, it's a long ways off. All the evidence that I have ever found says just the opposite. It is not a long way off. It is now. I'm not talking about a rapture. That may happen and it may not. But hell is coming. That I guarantee you without hesitation. Go ahead, Larry.
Yeah, I was going to mention here also, and I know we're almost out of time, but I wanted to mention that apparently the U.S. and NATO has now opened up a second front of war. Azerbaijan has attacked Armenia. Armenia just invoked Article 4 of the CTSO treaty, and now there's a second war front begun. Azerbaijan is commenced artillery attacks against Armenia, and hundreds of Armenian troops were reported dead. And this is what, and also Hal Turner, who put that information out, some of it, but it's verified. I went to the Armenian Ministry of Defense website, and this is going on. Hal Turner made the comment, though. He said also there's a Georgia, the state, you know, the country of Georgia is now holding a referendum on going to war with Russia. So there's a third front. And Hal Turner says that his intel shows that the U.S. and the EU want to bog Russia down in a multiple front war. And I think this is why, remember, Putin said he didn't mind fighting Ukraine conventionally, but he wouldn't fight NATO conventionally, that he'd nuke them. And so that's probably why Medvedev is making the comments he is making, because we're setting ourselves up to get struck.
Just exactly as the book of Revelation, Jeremiah and Isaiah say, folks, it's in the prophecies. We're going to get into a nuclear war, and America's going to lose. And you got the idiots like Obama and the rest of them who are also going to end up in hellfire if they don't repent. Anyway, here's a headline you need to hear. Homeland Security Chief. Now, listen, this is Homeland Security. Told you before, Homeland Security has nothing to do with your security. It has everything to do with protecting the elite. That's all it's about. Homeland Security Chief, Americans who don't trust government are the biggest terror threat. That's right out of Satan's mouth, right out of a communist's mouth. They mean business, and if something doesn't stop it, they're going to win this war, and we're going under. Another headline just before we close, China is developing supersonic torpedo missiles that can fly at 30,000 feet under and underwater, just like Russia has. And the last one, Euphrates River is drying up. Another sign. God, go ahead, Larry.
Yeah, I was going to mention also today, General Michael Flynn made a rare comment, and he said, if something doesn't change, we've lost this country.
Yep, exactly, folks. Well, good night. I hate to bring you bad news, but it is bad. And Larry and I will talk to you on Friday, God willing, and we hope to have John Vandeventer with us. So that'll be an interesting show. Anyway, good night. Take care.